you lose out in like a game seven like that, it's more of a, gosh, that sucked.
Yeah.
And then you catch bits and pieces of games and in the playoffs in the next rounds, and you don't really want to watch because it just stings. But for me personally, it definitely felt good. But at the same time, it just sucks. So it's kind of hard to put it in perspective just because it's a weird feeling. But I was happy with how I finished, and I want to keep that rolling into this year.
Did you finally feel like the game in a big stage, the way you played, like prove something to yourself too that maybe hadn't been there before? You know, the playoffs can do that to players. You know, like, wow, that's the biggest as it gets.
I don't think, I wouldn't say like proving to myself. I mean, I'm always confident in my abilities and I know what I can bring as a player. There was never a time where I ever, I guess you could say, doubted my abilities or anything like that, where I wasn't proving anything myself. I always know I could do that. So, it obviously felt really good. I mean, especially in Game 7, you kind of dream of that. Scoring in a Game 7 obviously would be nice if we came out on the winning side. But it just felt good to get those, the way I was playing and how confident I was. And I think ever since I came back up from the NHL and that little stint I had there, I was playing better hockey. And
yeah,
I felt myself and I felt confident in my abilities, and I was playing really good hockey, so I just want to keep that going from here on out.
So now back to wing, you know, seems like the trend in the NHL now is, you know, if you're a center and can play any wing at all, they're going to shuffle you back and forth. Left wing, second line. How does that feel right now? How confident are you going into that role?
Yeah, it feels awesome. That's the role I want, so I'm going to do everything I can to stay there.
You feel better at wing?
Doesn't really matter. Obviously my natural position is center, but again, when you play center, you know how to play all the positions, because in today's NHL, it's not really left wing or center. It's first forward back takes low, and then you kind of fill in positions. So you need to learn how to play them all. And in World Juniors, I played wing, and I mean, even last year when I was center, there were still times where, say, like when I was playing with Landeskog for a little bit, or Compher, or Kerfoot, when he's back, he's going low, and I'm hopping on the wing. So you just have to fill in positions, and that's how the NHL is now, and that's how hockey's played. So
first wing back low. Can you explain that to me again a little bit?
I know hockey, but tell me what that is.
So I know it.
Okay, yeah. So say, just a little scenario, I guess. Say,
I need more lessons and instructions, chalkboard instructions for players.
That was one thing
I need to go for.
Say Kadri and Donskoy are down low in the offensive zone.
Yeah.
They're caught up in a battle, and I'm at three high, and I'm backchecking, and
they
dump
it.
Dump it in, and I'm gonna be that center who goes low and plays
low.
How
do you decide who goes in first?
It's all communication. If I'm the first guy back, I'm going in first, and then Kadri and Donskoy are filling in. If Donskoy is the first guy back, he's going first. I mean, Kadri are filling in on the wings. So you just have to read off each other.
It's who's coming off the bench last that determines who's going to be high, basically. Up the three line.
Yeah, I guess. Say you're in the neutral zone and two guys get caught up, and I'm the first guy who's into the D zone first. I'm playing low, and then those guys are filling in. So
Of course. I knew that, but it's helped me.
How was that? Was that good? Did I do a pretty good job?
You know, I've seen 25 years of hockey games, but it's like, you know, I still, like I said, I need to have it explained to me sometimes better.
Yeah.
That I don't think I've been doing the last few
years.
The game keeps changing. I don't know if I always get it in my head how it's changing.
Yeah.
It's communication, but boy, that's tricky. You know, I've always been amazed by that. I don't want to get off topic, but how the hell do you guys come off the bench in such a synchronous
fashion?
Yeah, you
just kind of learn, I guess, through the years, right? I don't even know either. It just kind of happens, second nature.
It's always amazed me how that happens and how you don't get caught all the time, like every shift. I guess it's just.
And then you get the odd one where you get too many men, but. That doesn't happen this year. So.
Well, so, you know, again, your age, 22 still?
21? Oh, 21.
21,
yeah.
That's right.
Pretty fresh 21-year-old. So.
You should be, the old days you'd be coming out of, you'd still be in college.
Yeah.
So, and you would be here too. That's one of the trade-offs you make, right, when you come out so early, is that people wanted, expected, you know, they had really high expectations for you.
Yeah.
Maybe didn't always realize that hockey is sometimes a progression where the numbers are going to get, you know, up and up again, and people shouldn't freak out. You didn't freak out, it seems like.
No.
Some fans have freaked out, like Tyson Jones, he's going to score, you know.
Yeah.
And I know you didn't always get in position to score because you'd be playing on different lines. So, but yeah, was that always what's kept you confident and like not worrying about what any critics say?
Yeah,
you're on you're 21 and you're learning the game still and you're learning the pro game, and it's all gonna come together.
Yeah, and I think it's just kind of blocking that stuff out, and it just kind of matters what's going on with me and the team. And I think another thing that kind of didn't let me get stressed or whatever, I mean, obviously there's days where you're like, oh my gosh, like, what's going on, but I'm just really confident now how hard I work and how much I care. And I think that's just at the end of the day what it comes down to is I put so much hard work into this, and I'm very confident in my abilities. So yeah.
Well, great. Well, you know, how's the last question, maybe the you got a lefty center, played with lefties before, but is that change anything for you as far as a guy like Kadri, not so much a lefty, but his style of game, where he's coming, maybe he cheats more to the left coming down the ice. You have to be cognizant of that, not to crowd him too much. You got to play down more a little bit on the wing and be, you know, a little spaced out a little bit differently when he's a lefty, or is that totally off?
No, yeah, I haven't even.
It's totally
yeah, fun. No, I just play our game and read off each other and read the play, and
yeah.
He's a good player and. We're both smart players.
He's going to be backhanding to you a lot, though, you know.
Yeah.
Times, unless he's curling around a lot. I haven't seen him play a lot yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a curler or not. But.
I don't really know either, right?
So yeah. Okay.
We'll find out, I guess. But no, it'll be fine.
And Donkey's a good veteran, good guy to play next to, right?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's really skilled, too. It's fun to watch him. He's got some silky hands and smooth skater. So, yeah, he's a good addition, too.
Okay, Ty. Appreciate it, man.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank